Quirky news. Unusual news stories from around the world. Dog Day. Customers in a shop in China are being greeted by a dog. Store owner Mo Chin dresses her pet dog up in jeans and a t-shirt to welcome and attract customers. The dog sits on the front step of the shop. He's very polite. When a customer comes in, he barks in welcome, the owner said. How civilized!
Missing mates. An escaped convict has asked the government to let him go back to the prison he had escaped from. Why? Because he was missing his friends. Vasil Ivanov, 37, had been on the run since a prison break in March 2005. He said, I couldn't stand it anymore. I had been inside for 9 years and I just couldn't get used to life on the outside again. I missed my pals here and I was miserable as a free man. Wardens at the Stara Sagora prison in Bulgaria immediately took Ivanov back into the prison where he will serve the remaining 2 years of his 11-year sentence. He is likely to serve extra time for escaping.
Spoof detectives. Three girls have been arrested after posing as store detectives. The three girls followed shoplifters out of the shop. Once outside, the detectives showed fake ID cards and demanded the goods before letting the shoplifters off with a caution. German police said the girls, aged 12, 14 and 16, were arrested in their apartment with £900 in cash. They also found several mobile phones, digital cameras and MP3 players, adding that the girls looked older than they were.
Plastic ban. A town in the English county of Devon has banned all plastic bags. All shoppers in Modbury, Devon will be given biodegradable bags. The scheme is the first of its kind in Europe. The idea is the brainchild of wildlife camera woman Rebecca Hosking. She was moved by the impact of plastic rubbish on marine life when filming in Hawaii. The reusable bags are imported from a factory in Mumbai and printed in the UK using water-based organic ink.